small group of bipartisan senators who have been talking about some of the policy proposals. So that's a little bit of progress, but don't hold your breath, because tomorrow the Senate won't even be here. They will observe Yom Kippur. They won't return until Friday.
National parks visitors may find themselves shut out because of the shutdown. KCBS's Matt Bigler has one example in San Francisco.
On the first day of the government shutdown, Alcatraz Island was closed for construction, but National Park Rangers were unsure when the rock would reopen. George Elvin, a cruise ship volunteer, says tourists will be surprised.
Oh, they'll be very disappointed. They will not be happy campers. Alcatraz is the most asked question.
Meanwhile, Muir Woods is closed indefinitely. Bigger national parks like Yosemite are expected to stay open, but with minimal staffing for safety and security. Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
United Healthcare says it's dropping dozens of Medicare Advantage plans next year, affecting hundreds of thousands of people. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
United Health says most plan closures will occur in rural areas where it's working to streamline operations. The government pays private insurers to operate the Medicare Advantage plans for those 65 and older or with disabilities, but United says government funding will have dropped in 2026 by about 20%.
CBS's Cammie McCormick tells us there's been another mysterious drone incursion in Europe.
German authorities are investigating reports of unidentified drones potentially spying on critical infrastructure, a power plant, a hospital, and a shipyard. Poland, Estonia, and Denmark have all reported drone incursions. European leaders are meeting this week to discuss a drone defense.
All right, who gets the traffic ticket for this one?
Questions are being raised in Atlanta over a video recorded by a woman of a driverless Waymo car illegally passing a school bus that was letting off children. The bus had its flashing red lights on and its stop sign extended near the driver's door. No one was hurt in the incident.
That's correspondent Jim Crisula. Well, the San Diego Padres, Cleveland Guardians, and now the New York Yankees have all extended their wild card Major League Baseball playoffs to a deciding Game 3 tomorrow. It'll be the Padres, Cubs, Guardians, Tigers, and Yankees and Red Sox. Dodgers are trying to put away the Cincinnati Reds right now. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program may only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it could end your debt nightmare and save you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. For free information and to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, simply go online and visit DRA.com or call 800-433-8909. 800-433-8909. Again, that's 800-433-8909.
Lisa Cook keeps her job as a Federal Reserve governor, at least for now. The Supreme Court says it'll hear arguments in January over President Trump's effort to force her out. Trump has accused her of mortgage fraud. Cook says she hasn't done anything wrong or illegal. White House officials say they look forward to their date with the Supreme Court. A new study on book bans in schools finds Stephen King's works banned more often than any other author, more than 200 times. A stinky situation in the Steel City.
Fitchburg Mayor Sam Squalia said the situation stunk.
En garde, mon chéris, wherever you are.
Pepe Le Pew somehow got into McKay Elementary School in the middle of the night and sprayed a classroom. The superintendent decided to close the school for the day out of an abundance of caution. Crews are cleaning up and de-smelling the school over the weekend. Officials are hoping the school can reopen on Monday. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
And I'm Peter King, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few clouds in the overnight, a southeast wind developing, upper 50s expected at daybreak. On Thursday, look for plentiful sunshine across the area with highs in the mid and upper 70s. Friday, sunshine, low to mid 80s. Right now, it's 67.
WRJN. she born here, serving USA. You'll catch him serving at them.
West Racine, local news and timeless hits.
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow. that so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. My hand. I got you.
a mist in a land called Honolulu. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more, and Puff, that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Powered by Friendship Fun and manager Murph's Pocket Pancakes, the Milwaukee Brewers have a new franchise regular season record of 97 wins. Congratulations.
Unreal.
Now it's on to the postseason.
The summer of Sal. Maybe the fall of Freeland.
Catch all the action on your station for the Brewers in October. 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
WRJN. You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake 'em down.
Work, 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 work it out, baby. Work, work.
she was just a walking down the street singing. Popping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
Did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. What I had done, I stood alone in the cold gray dawn and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. Did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful
Tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her?
If you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me,
the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home. Headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones,
thousand miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
WRJN. We'll be right back.
street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time you hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. We'll be right back. time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
I saw you sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Flowers in her hair. Flowers everywhere. She smiled up at me, and she took my hand, and we walked through the park alone. And I knew she had made me happy. Flowers in her hair, flowers everywhere. She simply caught my eye.
I love the girl.
She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind.
To my mind.
To my mind. Suddenly the sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
Fades the air.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington. With no progress reported on a deal to fund the government and end the shutdown, TSA workers have to stay on the job. But there's concern over potential delays and cancellations. This traveler was passing through Chicago.
Not really worried. We've been through a lot worse, you know, with COVID and everything else. But, nowadays we can do a lot of stuff virtually if we have to. But, you know, the travel is going to be, might be an impact for us staying late nights at airports and having to rebook flights and such and things like that.
In California, many people, civilian and military, at Travis Air Force Base aren't being paid. CBS News Sacramento's Steve Large is there.
Congressmember John Garamendi represents Fairfield and says there are 10,000 members of the military and 10,000 civilians and their dependents on this base no longer getting paid during the shutdown.
People begin worrying about the paycheck. How am I going to pay the rent?
A spokesperson for Travis Air Force Base released a statement reading in part, members who find themselves in financial difficulties should notify their supervisor, First Sergeant, and commander who can provide information on financial aid.
Democrats say President Trump is targeting funding projects in Democratic states, including a major one for New York City.
The Trump administration is freezing $18 billion in federal funding that was to go toward the Hudson Tunnel Project and Second Avenue Subway. New York is home to both Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries, and the Department of Transportation linked the leaders to the project freeze in its announcement. Vice President Vance.
We want to do everything that we can to help the American people, but when the Democrats shut down the government, we